This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, we know that more farmers are adopting regenerative and conservation ag practices. The operation's bottom line will receive a higher return on investment, and ag companies are working with farmers to be even better stewards of the land. Some are supporting and sometimes incentivizing these practices, which helps reduce input costs. We'll hear from a farmer out east that's taking advantage of some of these programs right after this.
From improving sustainability to boosting exports and funding innovative research, your investment in the Soybean Checkoff is helping to create new opportunities for farmers. It's fueling progress and opening doors to new markets. See for yourself how the checkoff works for you by visiting iasoybeans.com. Together, we're growing more than just crops. We're growing the future. The Iowa Soybean Association, celebrating 60 years of driving the industry forward.
Dustin Madison is a manager of agronomic conservation and fertility operations of the Engel Family Farms out along the Virginia-North Carolina border. He's part of a Purdue Sustainability Program, which collaborates with the Foreground by Bayer program. He talks about the positive results they're seeing in their farms with regenerative ag and says you can see those results as well.
We're installing practices here that fit our way of farming and have a positive impact on the environment, whichever part of the environment that may be. I normally kind of center everything around no-till and cover crops. There's probably some other stuff that fits, but these are the two big ones, right? They're the catch-all for everything. So we do no-till, we do cover crops. We've been doing both of them for several years now. Now it's probably across the majority of our acres.
None of the methods that are used in regenerative and conservation agriculture are one size fits all for every farm or even every acre of a farm for that matter. You have to be willing to tinker with the practices to find the right combination for your operation, no matter where you farm.
Here in the last couple of years, we've really kind of narrowed it down to a lot of rye, a lot of wheat separately. This year, we put a pretty good sized bet on mixing some clover in with some of those ryes to see if we could fix any nitrogen before going into the corn next year.
Madison says that the results have been speaking for themselves, and he encourages more farmers around the country to take the time and find out what works for their operation.
We can say over time we see bigger organic matter numbers. I mean, in Virginia, our fields could be anywhere from 2 to 4% organic matter. And I think over time, if I take 7 or 8 years worth of soil samples, we can see them go up to that 5 or 6 number, as long as we're sticking to a pretty good plan here. Those are things that we can measure. Other than that, it's a lot of anecdotal stuff. Feel like we get a little less weed pressure when we get a good cover crop established. We get a little extra time bought when it's when we get those hot and dry spells in the summer. And we're 7 days away from a drought on a lot of our dirt. So anything that can buy us a little bit of time on a hot, dry July is a good thing.
Madison points out that they've seen the best results with soybeans following their cover crops.
When we can get them into a good rye cover crop, even wheat, but rye is a little bit taller. My guys always fight me because I let the rye grow a little taller and then they got to plant into it. But at the end of the day, those beans really turn out nice. We don't see those disaster crops of 20 bushels per acre, 30 bushels per acre. You know, even on a tough year, now it's maybe 40, 45.
You can learn more about the Bayer Foreground program by talking with your local retailer. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. Make sure to sign up for our daily e-newsletter before we give away 2 Christmas gifts to subscribers coming up tomorrow on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman.